From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Cate Blanchett is in the States this week. It's summer vacation time for her kids in Australia, where she and her husband are artistic directors of the Sydney Theatre Company. It's also the movie awards season, and Blanchett makes a compelling claim for one. She plays the title role in Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine. Jasmine French is a latter-day Blanche DuBois, or a Ruth Madoff. She's the financially broke and mentally disintegrating widow of a Wall Street con man, and she descends on her sister's modest household and family.
Mom said you used to be okay, but you got crazy.
Yeah, and then you talk to yourself.
Well, there's only so many traumas a person can withstand till they take to the streets and start screaming. That's right, boys. They picked me up on the street talking to myself and gave me something called Edison's medicine. Why Edison? Because they use electricity to get you thinking straight.
Cate Blanchett, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you. Pleased to be here, Robert.
I want to ask you about something you said about the part that you play and the movie Blue Jasmine, which is that when you read the script, you said you thought it was funny. It was a comedy.
Maybe that's a bit of a litmus test. Maybe I think life is funny. I remember thinking when I was playing Hedda Gabler that several sequences of the play were utterly absurd. So maybe when I say funny, I mean absurd. And I think that's where Woody Allen, the hallmark of Woody Allen's work is that he understands the painful absurdity of life. And it's in those juxtapositions that lies often a very black sense of humour. But tone is everything, really, I think, when you're working with Woody, because he's made so many diverse films of such diverse tone, you know, from Bananas to Interiors. And having never worked with him before, you're not quite sure where the playing of it is going to lie. And I thought you could take it in either direction. And hopefully, I think the final product of Blue Jasmine, you have a buoyancy to the pain that makes it truly sort of pathetic.
But did you play it differently? After I heard you say this, I went back and looked at a DVD of Blue Jasmine, and you know, it did strike me that the scenes in which your character is working at a dentist's office, rather unhappily, this, at another way of playing it, this could be Lucille Ball, almost. I mean, it's
oh, one of my heroes.
It could be very broad comedy if you played it that way.
Yes. I mean, you know, Woody did say 3 weeks in, you know, this is a serious movie. And I said, God, why didn't you tell me that 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks out of how many, by the way, shooting was that?
Yeah, we had, I can't remember now, I think it was about eight. Mm. It was quite fast and furious. But no, we were in the dentist office. I mean, that whole situation, you know, when he's commenting on Jasmine's teeth, I mean, the writing is absurd and I think hilarious. But I think he wanted to make sure that there was a depth to it. And when I say depth, I don't mean weight. I think those two things are quite different. I think you can play, it's like when you're playing Hedda Gabler or Blanche DuBois or Richard II or any of those great roles, you have to find the buoyancy to the depth so that it doesn't become heavy. Because I think often when people are in crisis, they're not sinking into it. They're trying to find those moments of lightness. And it's the pull in those two different directions, I think, that allows the audience to reach the audience and for it not to become a dirge.
In Blue Jasmine, you're virtually playing two characters.
Many characters on any, well, depending on who she was speaking to, I think.
In flashbacks, though, she is riding high and she's a Park Avenue matron, extremely rich, and we're watching her in the process of unraveling in the present.
Oh, raw, but rich doesn't necessarily mean happy. I mean, look, I think...
But she's composed in the flashback.
Yes, but I mean, I think, I hope what I brought out in Woody's screenplay is that she's utterly constructed. I mean, the references that are made to her teen years, you know, she's changed her name. Mm-hmm. She's estranged from her biological beginnings, you know, to avoid thinking of what? You know, the chasm, I think, that has always existed, that she's filled with her husband, with her social network, with the clothes that she buys. And I think, you know, a lot of people said, well, why should we feel anything for her? But I tried to find a connection to that universal problem that so many of us feel is who am I without all the trappings, you know, of our lives?
But frankly, this is not the most sympathetic character we could imagine you playing. And does that make a difference to you? Is it more attractive to play somebody who's difficult to sympathize with?
I think for me, obviously, I don't know how to do it unless you're doing it with other people. So strangely, the part is the last point of connection. It's who is going to be in it and who's directing it and what's the story. And I was compelled and utterly gripped by the story, the tale. I mean, having worked, you know, I've been running the Sydney Theatre Company with my partner for the last 6 years, producing theatre and performing on stage. So having not made a film for a very long time, I've been reading play texts. And it had the depth and complexity and the level of craftsmanship that a lot of theatre texts have. And then, you know, I thought, this is a part to swing a cat in and how do I... So you just have to throw yourself at it.
Did you say this is a part to swing a cat in?
Yes, do you not say that in your country?
I haven't heard that. Let me check for the crew through the glass here. No, they're all...
Looking
they're all,
bewildered.
They're all bewildered by that, but I'm trying to imagine that.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's what I did every day. For 8 weeks, I swang the cat.
I see. As you said, you've been doing a lot of theatre recently, more so than films. Theatre in Australia and also mm-hmm. travelling. Is that much more satisfying to you? What you're saying about Blue Jasmine is you're describing the great virtues of this project because it resembled a stage play, from what you've said. Is it much better work?
No, it's different. And, you know, I've been very grateful that I've been able to move between the two forms because they're not diametrically opposed. I think they feed each other. You know, you do have a self-awareness as an actor. I mean, that's I think that's what you bring from the theatre, is that you're very aware that you have to hit that light whilst also talking about the fact that you've lost your children and you know that someone is answering their mobile phone in row G and that someone else is opening a lolly wrapper in, you know, in the back of the stalls. And so you have all of these awarenesses and it makes you fearless, in a way, because you can tell whether something is living or dying when you're on the stage, and you can do something about it. And I think sometimes if you know when you're working consistently in film, and maybe this is just me, but you do feel quite dislocated from your audience. And I was acutely aware of the audience in the cinema, I think, when I was doing Jasmine, and I don't know whether that was the piece itself or whether that was just my recent experience.
Well, Cate Blanchett. And the most important thing is for you to verify that I'm correct in saying Blanchett, not
Blanchet.
Not Blanchet. But
look, I mean...
You accept Blanchett, you've told me.
I will accept that from you, Robert. Yeah. I will accept it.
But it is... But
as long as you don't spell it Blanchard.
But to put our listeners in the know, it is accurately Cate Blanchett.
It's actually Blanchett.
Blanchett.
Yeah, that's much better.
Cate
now,
Blanchett.
Now I know. Now I'll come to. Now I'll come.
Cate Blanchett, thank you.
Oh, that's
thank
so
you
good.
Very much for talking with us.
Come and work at the Sydney Theatre Company.
Okay, it's a deal. Thanks a lot for talking with us about Blue
thank
Jasmine.
Thank you.
Cate Blanchett plays the title character Jasmine French in Woody Allen's movie Blue Jasmine. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.